But we have got to jump into our next segment here on A New Music Monday, which is our album review. And I am so excited because we are joined by Sky today. Sky, how are you?
I'm doing so good. How are you guys?
Good.
Freezing.
Yes.
So
cold.
Bad out.
Yeah. Cold, but nothing will stop me from getting here on the radio with you guys.
And I'm so happy you're here. You've got to tell me what album you chose to review for this week.
Yes, I reviewed the new Neighborhood album called Ultrasound. It's really good, in my opinion, honestly. They released three songs to start, which were Oh My God, Love Bomb, and Private. And I would say that those are my favorite songs off of the album right now. And the rest of the song's pretty good.
Okay, yeah. And I feel like it's been kind of a while since we have heard from the Neighborhood. Does it sound like their old classic sound, or does it kind of go to a different approach?
There's honestly a lot of debate about that right now in like the Neighborhood fandom.
Yeah.
People are saying like this is like a whole new beginning for them. They sound so different. I have to disagree though, and a lot of people are on my side. I feel like it's just that same like alternative feel. They've got a lot of the same like catchy rhythms and such. So yeah, I don't know. I think it sounds like the old Neighborhood, honestly.
All right. Yeah, I definitely have to listen to the full album. Do you have a couple favorite songs from it?
Yes, a couple of my favorites are Love Bomb, Private, and Hula Girl.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we will be right back to talk more about this album, but we have got a song from it to play right now. This is The Neighborhood Hula Girl here on New Music Monday. The Neighborhood Hula Girl as a part of our album review for this week by Sky. And Sky, I know they're going on a tour. Would you want to see them live?
Oh my gosh. It's my dream to see them live. I have been a fan of The Neighborhood for a really long time, honestly.
Yeah.
And so this album coming out after like 5 years of nothing was so exciting. But the bad part is they're not coming to the Midwest, like,
really?
Whatsoever. No, they have zero Midwest dates, but people are speculating that maybe they'll pop out with, like, a Summerfest date
or
Lollapalooza because they also have nothing during those dates.
Ooh.
And nothing in the Midwest. So that now that Lala hasn't announced her lineup,
yeah,
but maybe they'll be here.
It's gotta be
so
one of the two.
That's what I'm hoping for. But I'm also willing to travel to go see them. Like, my mom and I are planning on it, honestly.
Nice.
I have to see them.
Would you go to Lollapalooza, like, just for them? Or,
yeah.
Or, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I've done it before, and I will do it again.
Nice. Okay, so out of 10, what would you give this album, like, a rating?
I think I would say, like, an 8.5.
Okay.
They're upbeat songs I'm really into. The slower ones, not my vibe as much. But
yeah, I need to check it out. I somehow did not realize that The Neighborhood was the people that made Sweater Weather.
That's them.
All right, well, I will definitely check that out. And if you want to read Sky's full album review, you can check that out tomorrow on WZND.com.